This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, our mission is all about that moment of truth in the B2B world. It's about delivering value and delivering it fast.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've ever worked with enterprise software or SOTH or really any complex service contract, you know the biggest hurdle isn't just closing the deal.
Oh, not at all.
It's making sure the client actually uses the thing and gets results. You know, that moment a contract is signed, that's not the finish line.
It's the starting gun.
Exactly. It's the start of the race to accelerate what's called time to value. Okay, so let's unpack this a little. We've been digging into some source material that takes a really fascinating and analytical approach to this problem. It's about applying the principles of search engine optimization, you know, the stuff marketing teams use to get leads, and refocusing all of it 100% on the post-sale client experience.
And that's the key discipline we're focusing on today. SEO for customer onboarding. This is so much more than just like putting up a help article.
Yeah.
Its entire purpose is to transform your foundational materials, your documentation, your knowledge base, your setup guides from these passive resources just sitting there.
Collecting dust somewhere.
Right. Collecting digital dust into an active self-guided client enablement engine. We're basically leveraging Google's own relevance ranking to solve your internal support problems. And we really have to set the stakes here. The core goal is all about accelerating time to value, or TTV.
TTV, right.
TTV is just the measurement of how quickly a new client gets their first big win, their first major milestone with your product. And the faster they hit that TTV, the more likely they are to renew, to expand their services, and to become what the sources call a high lifetime value, or LTV, customer. A slow, confusing, friction-filled onboarding process, well, that leads directly to a high churn risk.
Which means you've just wasted all that money you spent to get them in the first place.
All of it. It's gone.
So the sources are pretty clear. This isn't some, you know, optional nice to have. It's essential to protecting the bottom line. If that client fails to launch, or say it takes them 6 months to integrate a key feature, that initial marketing spend is a complete loss.
Exactly. You're safeguarding the initial investment by providing a really seamless path to success.
Mm.
The quality of those first few weeks, I mean, that dictates the entire future of the client relationship.
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting for me. Think about the most qualified lead you just closed. They're excited, they're committed, they've bought the vision, but now they have to actually implement it. They're at their desk, ready to start configuring, and you know, the rubber meets the road. What happens the second they hit a technical hurdle or they need some super specific best practice guidance?
The bottleneck is, it's almost universal. Mm. Clients rarely wait.
They don't.
They don't open a support ticket and just sit there for 24 hours.
Yeah.
They turn instantly to the universal problem solver.
Ooh.
Google. They are searching for these hyper-specific problem-based queries right in that moment of need, and their patience is, well, it's zero. They need an answer now.
And this is where the old school knowledge base falls apart, right?
Completely.
Because clients aren't clicking through your internal menus. They're just outsourcing the whole search function to Google. And we've got some concrete examples of the kind of queries they're using, and they really paint a picture of urgency. They're not browsing, they are troubleshooting.
Oh yeah, we see things like how to integrate your service with specific CRM configuration.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might search for, say, your product name, common setup errors, missing API key. Something very specific, or even like high level guidance, but for their niche. Best practice for initial data migration in healthcare sector.
And if those searches land them on an official support page that doesn't fix it right away, or worse?
Yeah.
What if they do that search and they just find some generic forum post from 3 years ago?
Or a competitor's guide.
Oh, that's the worst. That frustration just builds instantly.
And frustration is the precursor to churn. SEO for customer onboarding is the strategy that makes sure your definitive trusted answer is what they find first. It just eliminates that friction point and keeps their TTV on track.
So if we accept that the client's first move is always Google, what does this look like in practice, in execution? The sources argue this needs a really deep, fundamental collaboration. You're basically linking the SEO team with the customer success teams. Let's dive into the three strategic focus areas the sources outline for making this happen.
Okay, so the first area is it's the foundational work. You have to anticipate what clients need. We're talking about optimization for how-to and setup keywords. The focus is targeting content around the most common steps a new user takes.
And what's cool here is you're not guessing. This is all driven by data you already have.
Precisely. The main action here is rigorous data analysis. You have to analyze support tickets, client emails, even the searches inside your own knowledge base. Find the top 10, top 20, top 50 setup questions. Then you create dedicated, easy-to-digest guides for each one. And critically, these guides must have both clear text and an embedded video. That's non-negotiable.
That dual format is so important. A lot of B2B users are technical, sure, but they're also busy. A quick video walkthrough can be way better than reading a wall of text.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the SEO goal becomes really clear. You have to rank for those long-tail search terms, you know, phrases with three or more words, phrases that have your product name, the service, and those critical action verbs like set up, configure, or integrate.
You want to find the person who's stuck on step three of a five-step process.
Exactly that person.
Okay, so if the first area handles the planned setup, the second one has to handle the unplanned, because nothing kills momentum faster than hitting some obscure technical error message. Mm. So the second strategic pillar is mastering error message SEO.
This is really the core risk mitigation part of the whole strategy. When a client sees an error, their goal isn't to understand system architecture. Their goal is the fix, the immediate fix.
Right.
And if they can't find that fix in seconds, they stop working and they start to question their purchase decision. This is where the emotional part of TTV acceleration really comes in.
And the sources emphasize being absolutely specific here. The action required is incredibly detailed.
It is extremely disciplined work. You have to create a searchable knowledge base entry for every common error code, every system message, every technical issue. And the title of that article, this is key, it must exactly match the error message the client is seeing on their screen.
Wait, hold on. Creating documentation for every common error code. I mean, that sounds like a massive resource-intensive undertaking. Is that really scalable for, say, a mid-market company? Or is this only for huge enterprises with massive content teams?
That's a really important question. And the sources do acknowledge that challenge. They argue that you don't do it all on day one. You start with the top 50 most frustrating, most common errors, ones generating the most support tickets.
So you prioritize based on pain.
Exactly. It's a prioritized effort based on impact. And you need automated monitoring. If a product update changes error 404 to error 404B, the content team needs an instant notification to go in and update that article title immediately.
The brilliance there is so clear, though. When that client is panicking at 10 p.m. and they copy and paste that weird string of characters into Google,
your solution is the first thing they see.
It's the first result. And that just diffuses all their panic.
It proves your reliability right when the client is most vulnerable. The SEO goal here is just to absolutely dominate the search results for those precise technical phrases. You're turning a moment of user desperation into a moment of success.
Okay, so the third strategic area brings us back to classic SEO. It's about linking. But how does strategic interlinking work in a post-sale context inside a huge knowledge base?
It works by creating what the sources call the service ladder. The whole goal is to guide the user from a basic setup to advanced feature adoption. So first, you make sure your main marketing site, the high-level service pages, link down into the detailed onboarding guides in your help docs. That's the foundation.
And that interlinking helps Google see the help docs as authoritative, right?
Exactly. It passes authority, helps with crawlability, the whole thing. Mm. But the second step of the service ladder is internal. Once the user is in that help guide, the setup guide has to link them to the next thing, to advanced optimization tips, the next rung on that ladder.
Ah, so you're not just solving their problem, you're sort of passively guiding them toward deeper engagement, features that might make the product stickier or lead to an upsell later on.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. If a user fixes their CRM integration error, the bottom of that article should link them directly to, say, 5 ways to automate reporting with your new integration.
Mm.
You leverage that moment of success to encourage adoption of more advanced stuff. It turns a simple support interaction into a path toward a higher LTV.
Let's connect this back to the bigger picture, the executive level. Why should a CEO care about spending resources on optimizing help docs? I mean, it often just feels like a cost center.
It becomes an executive concern because by implementing SEO for customer onboarding, you achieve the CEO's two core motivations, massive efficiency and higher ROI.
Okay, detail that ROI for us. Let's move past concepts to the hard numbers. Where do the savings actually come from?
The efficiency gains, they come from a measurable reduction in support team load. I mean, think about it. Resolving a basic tier one ticket, you know, a simple setup question, that costs real money. maybe $15, $20 per ticket.
Every single time.
Every single time. When clients can self-serve through Google, they aren't opening tickets. They aren't tying up your team's time. If optimizing just 10 of these guides prevents 500 tickets a month, well, the math for the ROI is pretty undeniable.
So this is a strategy that pays for itself pretty quickly. It transforms onboarding from a necessary cost into a powerful data-driven retention tool.
It safeguards that entire initial acquisition investment.
What?
It ensures that those qualified leads your Google Ads team is working so hard to get, they actually move past the implementation hurdle and turn into profitable long-term accounts. They become what the research calls the five-year customer.
Yeah.
And they become the ultimate proof that your whole acquisition effort was worth it.
That is a phenomenal strategic alignment. I think the key takeaway here is that accelerating TTV isn't just about human interaction. It's about meeting the client exactly where they are, which is usually on Google with definitive, specific content, especially for those complex setup steps and those really specific technical error messages.
We've established that applying this kind of SEO thinking to post-sale content is just critical for TTV and for client success, and it reduces the burden on your staff. So this raises an important question for you, the learner, to really think about. If we can SEO-fy external documentation to improve client retention, where else inside an organization's internal processes could this mindset be applied? This mindset of clarity, of specific keyword matching, of immediate findability. Where could that lead to massive internal efficiency gains?
Think about the complex internal documentation or training manuals in your own field. Could you apply error message SEO to common HR queries or internal compliance roadblocks? We've given you the tools to start defining those solutions. Until next time, keep digging deep.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.